FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Dublin alt-pop artist Fee Gray. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. Your brand new single, I Might Be Drunk, But At Least I'm In Love, is just out. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, it's kind of that feeling when you're going home from a night out, but it's when you're going home and you actually have a partner to go home with, mm-hmm. rather than leaving the club and trying to make your own way back. So I wanted to have that kind of feeling, like you've just left the club and it's, you know, 3 a.m. and the lights are too bright and, you know, but at least you're not on your own.
How do you bring that feeling out in a song? Is it tricky?
Well, a lot of it was due to my amazing producers who kind of handle that music aspect. But I suppose when I was writing it, I just kind of had that kind of feeling. I don't know, I put myself in that headspace and kind of the flow of it just kind of, it felt right.
So you did release your debut single in April 2023. How has things changed in music for you? Or have they?
Yeah, I think I'd wanted to release music for so long, and it wasn't until I met my producers that I was really able to do that. And so it's been a crazy year. I mean, we went from my first single, then my first EP, mm-hmm. and it's just kind of been nonstop because I had such a body of work built up and I was just ready to get everything out.
It's so important to have the people around you who kind of get it.
Definitely. I mean, I was lost before I met them because I don't know how to produce or record or anything like that. So they were really a godsend for me.
And have you enjoyed kind of experimenting with your sound as well?
Oh, absolutely. Like my first song, it was kind of like a pop punk. And then I went on to like kind of a pop rock feel. And then I went really kind of synth pop. And it's been all over the place. But I think that's just me kind of finding my style, but also finding out who I am as I grow up as well.
I'd imagine that was quite a nice experience as well, to try and, you know, have that creative freedom to be able to do that and play around with things and see what sits and see what doesn't. And I'd imagine that's quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, I never want to box myself in because we're always changing as people. And I really just wanted to, before I put out something that kind of put me in a box, I wanted to kind of try everything first.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. You did, as we mentioned, you released an EP. And that's quite, that could be considered quite soon after your first single only coming out in April 2023. Was that something you wanted to do, get it out pretty quickly?
Yeah, definitely. Because I had so many songs built up because I've wanted to do this for years. And I very much, I like things as a collective. Like I'm very album based. When I listen to something, I like it to be as a collective. So that is something that I wanted to do. And yeah, I wanted to have a body of work to put out.
Where did music start for you?
God, I don't know. I think as far back as I can remember, it's what I wanted to do. I loved kind of performing as a kid and kind of, I was very quiet as a person, but if you gave me a microphone, I wanted to be the center of attention. So I think it's been my whole life. And then as I got a bit older, I just thought, you know, because people say, well, you can't do music as a career kind of thing. But when I said, you know, to my family and stuff, this is what I want to do, they said, all for it. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
When was that moment? Do you remember it?
Well, I remember I was 13 when my dad bought me my first keyboard. Okay. And then I was 15 when I got my guitar. But I think I was probably about 16 or 17. And I said, you know, I'm not going to college. This is what I want to do.
And at that point, they're like, OK, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, amazing. That was it.
Amazing. So tell us three things that people need to know about you.
Oh God. Well, I love the color blue. So, you know, if you see me live, I always ask for blue lights. I'm dressed in blue. My hair is blue. That kind of thing. A lot of my songs that come out are about my girlfriend. I am a queer person and I'm non-binary. I use they, them pronouns. Mm-hmm. And, I think always expect something different from me. I don't think I'm ever going to be very predictable. I'm always going to want to change it up.
Does that make it exciting for you as well?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes I kind of put pressures on myself and I think, well, I need to kind of do something like this, or, you know, this EP needs to all be in this one kind of style. And I think, actually, says who?
Exactly. There's
And
no
I'm just going,
rules. Yeah.
Yeah, I can make my own rules. So yeah. It's really fun.
And that's the fun thing about just being human. You can just do whatever you want. And then if people like it, they like it. If they don't, well, that's their own issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just do what I do and put it out and hope someone likes it.
And you mentioned it already. You are planning to release another EP.
I am. Yeah, my next EP will be out in September. I don't have a finalized date yet, but it will be coming out then. And I Might Be Drunk, But At Least I'm In Love will be one of the songs, as well as my last release. And we'll be rolling out now until September.
Excellent. Tell us, what has been your favorite music experience up to now?
Honestly, it's being in the recording studio, I think, is my happy place. Because when I did my first song, I just wanted to go back. I was back every couple of weeks. And the amazing guys at Beardfire, they're my producers, they were like, it was just nonstop. I was calling up and I was like, when can you get me in again? That's all I wanted to do, was just go in and see the lads, have a chat and get in the booth.
Excellent. Tell us, where can people keep up to date with everything you're up to?
My Spotify, first of all, and then my Instagram, which is at feegray.wav.
Excellent. Feegray, thank you so much for chatting to us.